Random House Audio presents The Whore's Child and Other Stories by Richard Russo. Read for you by Mark Bramhall, Robertson Dean, Arthur Morey, Lincoln Hoppe, Stefan Rudnicki, Fred Sanders, and John Rubenstein. The Whore's Child. Sister Ursula belonged to an all but extinct order of Belgian nuns who conducted what little spiritual business remained to them in a decrepit old house purchased by the diocese, seemingly because it was unlikely to outlast them. Since it was on Forest Avenue, a block from our house, I'd seen Sister Ursula many times before the night she turned up in class, but we never had spoken. She drove a rusted-out station wagon that was always crowded with elderly nuns who needed assistance getting in and out. Though St. Francis Church was only a few blocks away, that was too far to walk for any of them, except Sister Ursula, her gait awkward but relentless. "You should go over there and introduce yourself some day," Gail, my wife, suggested more than once. "Those old women have been left all alone." Her suspicion was later confirmed by Sister Ursula herself.
"They are waiting for us to die," she confessed, "impatient of how we clutch to our miserable existences."
"I'm sure you don't mean that," I said, an observation that was to become my mantra with her, and she in turn seemed to enjoy hearing me say it. She appeared in class that first night and settled herself at the very center of the seminar, despite the fact that her name did not appear on my computer printout.